You're listening to Praise and Shine. We are Quixie 98.3. The devotional this time is that we are never alone. It can be an affliction more harrowing than homelessness, hunger, or disease, wrote Maggie Ferguson in The Economist 1843 magazine. Her subject? Loneliness. Ferguson chronicled the increasing rates of loneliness, irrespective of one's social or economic status, using heart-wrenching examples of what it feels like to be lonely. The hurt of feeling alone isn't new to our day. Indeed, the pain of isolation echoes off the pages of the ancient book of Ecclesiastes. Often attributed to King Solomon, the book captures the sorrow of those who seem to lack any meaningful relationships. The speaker lamented that it's possible to acquire significant wealth and yet experience no value from it because there's no one to share it with. But the speaker also recognized the beauty of companionship, writing that friends help you accomplish more than you could achieve on your own. Companions help in times of need. Partners bring comfort. And friends can provide protection in difficult situations. Loneliness is a significant struggle. God created us to offer and receive the benefits of friendship and community. If you're feeling alone, pray that God would help you form meaningful connections with others. In the meantime, find encouragement in the reality that the believer is never truly alone because Jesus' Spirit is always with us. In Scripture, you'll find that in Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. How might you reach out to someone who's lonely? How have you experienced the blessing of God's Spirit with you when you've felt alone? Our Heavenly Father knows when we feel lonely, and He gives us courage to reach out to others with an offer of friendship. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.